Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. It's the last episode of 2024. It's also the last episode, at least in this current format here. 2025, we will be taking a different direction. You can still expect a lot of high quality content from Hashtag Finance Master and from Business Partnering Institute. So don't despair. Plus, there is more than 100 episodes of the Hashtag Finance Master podcast available on your favorite podcast channels. And of course, the YouTube channel will continue to exist as well. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg. I'm your host, and it is and has been a pleasure to take you through a ton of trends in finance and accounting throughout the past few years. And what more befitting than have a final episode on trends in finance and accounting for 2025. It's a core topic and passion of mine, so you can really much look forward to that. Let's get into today's topic, which is strategic business partnering for finance. Earlier today, we published the article in our LinkedIn newsletter, Trends in Finance and Accounting, which is close to 350,000 subscribers. The article is Finance Ready to be a Strategic Business Partner. An open question. Let's see how we can answer it. So, what decisions matter most in a company? Few would disagree that strategic decisions matter most. This is underlined by the fact that most strategies fail to deliver the expected return on investment to the disappointment of executives and shareholders alike. Previously, we talked about how CFOs can exercise strategic leadership to increase the chances of strategic success and strategic value creation. If you want more insights on that, don't hesitate to reach out. This is undoubtedly an admirable ambition. However, is it feasible for the CFO and the finance function? Let's explore that in today's show, because the jury is definitely still out on this, despite the finance function having worked for decades to become a business partner. You would argue that finance has succeeded with the ambition of business partnering at the lower levels of decision-making, operational and tactical. This is highlighted by the advent of finance business partner roles in companies across the world. These sit close to decision-makers throughout the company and the FP&A team's efforts in adapting innovative budgeting and forecasting processes. We believe it's time to take the next step on the business partnering agenda in 2025. So we have made it one of the top trends to watch. Finance should complete its business partnering ambition by becoming a strategic business partner. And in the final share of the year, we discuss what it takes to deliver on the ambition. So what's the success criteria for a strategic business partner? Knowing if you're succeeding as a business partner is simple. We've highlighted three KPIs: business results, customer satisfaction, and documented value creation. How does this look for strategic business partnering? Business results. So while a company's mission and vision can be intangible, the strategy cannot. There need to be concrete and measurable goals for the company to achieve. Most often, these are also financial goals. And these are what CFOs should measure themselves by. Failing to hit the target means failing as strategic business partners. It is that simple. Customer satisfaction. At the strategic level, there are three main stakeholders. Four if it's a listed company. The primary one, of course, is the CEO, managing director, whatever they're called, followed by the board and the wider management team. And if it's a listed company, of course, you have investors as well. If they're not satisfied with the work of finance and the CFO, then no matter the business results, we're failing business partners. And finally, documented value creation. This is usually the most tricky part of evaluating finance success. However, it's about outlining finance's role in the strategy process, the cascade, and the follow-up. We're failing as strategic business partners if this role is a passive one. We're simply just reporting in a neutral, objective manner what's happening. Don't do that. And there's a clear hierarchy in these three KPIs. Business results come first. Customer satisfaction comes second. And documented value creation comes third. Why is that? It's because no one can be successful if the company is not successful, period. And secondly, even if the company is successful, if we are not recognized as being a part of it, then we're not successful. And finally, even if we are recognized, if we're recognized for the wrong things, we're still not successful. So we need to set the right ambition levels of what strategic business partner really means. So as you can see, or hear, it's all about our role. So we will deep dive into this to clearly explain what role we see CFOs and the finance function taking in 2025 to be recognized as a strategic business partner. So it's all about being a co-owner, not a neutral observer. In traditional literature, the CFO is supposed to be a steward of company resources and be the company's board and shareholders' eyes and ears. It predicated that the CFO's role was almost like an outside observer of company matters. She or he would then highlight if things weren't on track and prompt the management team and others to rectify the course and get the company back on track. This has created a resentment-like culture around the CFO as a bean counter, naysayer, control freak, and more. We have long advocated it is time to ditch the stereotype, but it's also time to recognize that it's more than a rebranding exercise. I have seen so many roles, tutorial roles, management accounting roles, simply getting a new business card and say, hey, you're our business partner. An interview with a candidate just the other day, he had been on an interim business partner role. And he said he was even doing bookkeeping around month end. How crazy is that? So it's definitely something else. It's about co-ownership of business results. Even though CFOs don't make any or many business decisions, how else can it be a partner? This requires that CFOs not only build relationships with the CEO and management team, but also create an intimate space where people can confidently speak their minds without fear of concerns and insecurities landing in the boardroom. This is not what most CFOs are made for and requires a personal transformation. We cannot postpone this transformation anymore. If you want the finance function, take the final step up the business partner staircase. I remember once I was at a networking event where a CFO of one of the largest listed companies in Denmark was speaking. And this was a networking event with finance directors and business finance people, FP&A people that want to make an impact. And he spoke about accounting and process transformation. Look, this is important too, but if that's all the CFO is talking about, forget about it. Fast forward a year from that event, he was fired. He was simply not cutting it as a business partner. And we see this more and more often. If CFOs and senior finance leaders, all the way down ranks, if you're not able to transform into this role of a business partner, forget about it. We're not creating an impact. We're not worth our compensation. I'm sorry to say, but that's the reality. Speaking of the staircase, we could try to visualize it like this. We have operational impact, then we have tactical impact and strategic impact. Operational is around financial reporting and analysis, cost control, and performance metrics and KPIs. Important stuff, by all means, but this is more the stewardship. Tactical is around forecasting and budgeting, investment analysis, business process improvement, probably more of a catalyst, because you'd use the four phases of the CFO that Deloitte coined. So again, really important. Most finance teams get stuck in these two, never make it to the last level of the staircase, which is scenario analysis, M&A, strategic planning. Of course, there's much more to do on each of the levels. And it's like a house, the foundation needs to be in place. So if the operational parts don't work, forget about it. The tactical part don't work, forget about it. So the clear-cut challenge with CFOs is to deliver on all of it to be recognized as strategic business partners. Of course, we also need an apparent picture of what activities to undertake strategically as CFOs and senior finance leaders. Fortunately, Kinsey has detailed this in the book, Strategy Beyond the Hockey Stick. We took the liberty of making it ready for the CFO to take ownership. We posted it as an infographic in today's article, but if you want me to send it to you directly, just send me a message on LinkedIn saying strategic leadership for CFOs. And we'll send you our full article on this topic. But this is just one part of it. we also need to have a framework for driving strategy. And that we get in the Plane to Win framework from Roger Martin and AJ Laffer. They wrote the book, Plane to Win. And I can highly recommend both these books if you want to be a strategic business partner. So we won't go into the Plane to Win framework today, but just highlight some of the levers that CFOs should work with to actually succeed with business partnering at a strategic level. We have to grow the company. We have to ensure funding and resources available. We have to invest in long-term growth, for instance, for R&D. We have to follow industry trends to ensure we're moving in the right direction. We have to expand geographically to chase growth. We have to do M&A in a programmatic approach. We have to chase productivity and differentiation improvements. We have to reallocate resources continuously. And finally, we have to spend our capital wisely on capital expenditures. A lot to do, and maybe you shouldn't focus on all of it. But there's definitely a lot to work on here already. And we do this strategic analysis for companies from time to time. And when we talk to the VPs of finance out there, they continue to be surprised about the results. When we look 10 years back, when we assess their current strategy, and when we discuss, is your forecast and performance a real hockey stick or a fake one? They're mostly fake ones. So this is why we need to do this analysis. The first step for most CFOs, since they're not in the middle of creating a new strategy, is to evaluate the progress of the current and past strategies. Do so by calculating the financial value of each of these 10 levers. When we do this together with finance teams, it always reveals insights they had never considered. The trick is to show the development over 10 years. That's how long it takes before you can honestly evaluate the strategic success of a company. From that, CFOs can deduct the company's ability to strategize, execute the strategy. Use that to discuss the current strategy and what changes should be made. If it's unclear what, as we call it, big moves the company is making, it should prompt a full stop of activities and trigger a strategic planning process. We believe the CFO, or by extension the FP&A team, should facilitate this process to drive the right strategic outcomes. The CFO shouldn't be a neutral facilitator, but should be informed about the best choices so that he or she can drive the right discussions in the management team. It's nowhere near rocket science and should be feasible for most CFOs. Question for you. Do you think the finance function is ready to become a strategic business partner? Let us know in the comments. We have Danny from Brazil as well. Danny is an avid FP&A aficionado, I think we can call her. So if you're in Latin America, reach out to Danny. She's really driving some great things down there. So is the finance function future ready? This is the key question. One thing is being cognitively ready by knowing what to do and how to do it. If you ask most finance teams, though, they would say that this isn't a problem. Instead, it's creating time to make it happen. This is an age-old barrier or excuse, which there are many tools available today to solve. We talked about many options in our recent article, The Rise of AI-Driven Strategic Finance, another top trend to watch in 2025. And we've highlighted some more opportunities in the article this morning. We released a perspective together with IBM earlier this year called 10 tasks for AI to perform for FP&A. And here are things like advanced financial forecasting, automated reporting and visualization, natural language interaction, intelligent budget and planning, advanced risk management, anomaly detection and forecasts, collaborative financial planning, continuous learning improvement as AI does, strategic scenario planning, and financial model explanations. And one of our other partners, it wasn't really a rhetorical question, but he asked, not so long ago, because we were discussing AI and finance. And he said, if a CFO had $300,000 to invest AI and finance, what should he do? Let us know in the comments, what do you think he or she should do? I said, automate your forecast. Single most impactful thing you can do in finance using AI. Why? Because it moved the discussion from what the number should be in forecasts and budgets and where else, to how to make it happen. Or what do we do if we are not satisfied with the number? This is extremely important. Many other things you could do as well. If you ask me, that's the answer. So technical solutions are available for AI to do all these tasks today. And to use a popular statement of late, CFOs who don't use AI to free time for strategic business partnering will be replaced by those who will. I have to say that I think just in the past few weeks, we have had discussions with 4 CFOs around AI and finance. Everyone is curious. Few are sure exactly what to do with it. And here I call on all system and tool providers. Help them embed AI into your tools. Make it easily available, easy to use, and we will see a significant wave of AI in finance next year. The opportunity is ripe for CFOs to become strategic business partners, but it requires that the operational and tactical tasks are still delivered with high quality. Technology is the only answer. We believe that the finance function is ready, but it won't come for free. CFOs who want to be strategic business partners need to invest in the right AI solutions, innovate the finance role and upskill their teams to leverage the solutions, act as co-owners at every level of the organization and ditch the neutral role they have held until now. If you want to understand the potential of being a strategic business partner, let's conduct a strategic value creation analysis together. The insights will help us plan for taking right strategic actions moving forward and joining the minority of companies that succeed with their strategy. That should be the reason we'll be for CFOs in 2025, and we're here to help. What an honor it has been to be with you here in the Hashtag Finance Master Show, first as an audio a long time, lately as a LinkedIn Live. Next year, we'll return with what we call quarterly hot topics in finance. We hope to do some podcasts and videos also coming out of that. And we'll also share some shorter toolbox videos that you can dive into on the Hashtag Finance Master YouTube channel. Thank you to the audience tuning in today, for tuning in tomorrow in the podcast on the YouTube channel. You're the ones that have made this show special, and I will continue to serve you daily on LinkedIn. After all, it's a community of 400,000 followers. And finally, just a shout out to the Realization Group, our agency in London, who has helped us run these shows for years and helped with a lot of other content creation during the years. Without them, we couldn't have built the company that we've built today. Thanks, everyone, for now. We'll be back next year in different shapes and forms. Until then, should you have the need, you can always reach out to me on LinkedIn. Thank you. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.